For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Well, welcome back to Rosie on the House. Romy, I'm going to have to go to the closet and get my flak jacket. I got a lot of people from Ohio reaching out this morning, really wanting to beat me up about what I said about Columbus, Ohio. Jennifer and I recently returned from a week in Ohio visiting my grandchildren, our grandchildren. They're not just mine, they're ours. And we landed in Columbus because there's a remodeler there I really admire and respect a lot. And I knew he had built a new office building and I wanted to see it. So we flew into Columbus and drove over to Dayton. Now, I will give Dayton a full five-finger military proper salute. Dayton is a cool town. Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Carillon Park Museum, the Wright Brothers,
Neil Armstrong, or is that the same thing?
It's Wapakoneta, which is like 50 miles north of Dayton. You can't go there and not get completely wrapped up in the history of aviation. It's just spectacular. So while I was putting on my flak jacket, because everybody from Columbus is upset with me, I Googled what to do in Columbus, Ohio. Do you know what the first thing that comes up is? A zombie scavenger hunt. And it costs $3 a person. I rest my case. Columbus, Ohio's the most boring city I've ever been to.
Well, all of the places that we were, Romy, do you remember we went to Pella, Iowa, mm-hmm. and we were so impressed with how clean everything is? That's the same thing in Rachel's neighborhood in Centerville and many of those little areas. There is not a toy in the yard, not a rake, nothing. Those yards are pristine. And it's just amazing. I don't know how they do it, but it just looks like...
Because they only have to do it 4 or 5 months out of the year. The rest is under snow, and they can't do anything.
It's gorgeous. It really is.
It's beautiful. Very beautiful.
I drove past...
We watched corn in the field next to our motel. In the week, it grew like 3 feet. It was unbelievable.
I drove through Columbus on a Saturday when the Buckeyes were playing.
Oh,
and I'm like, you know what? I'm just curious. Let me just go by and see what it's like. And they could learn a lot from a SEC tailgate experience on how to properly have a football party. But have you ever heard of Beach City, Ohio?
No, I don't know Ohio very well.
I had our team actually call and make sure this wasn't a mistake. There's a company there called Garbill Plumbing. And they ordered 6 Talon shovels from our e-store. I will find out what you can about how they found us. And you know, we put the e-store together for our Arizona listeners. And it's an opportunity when we get people asking us for product testing all the time. And
all
tools.
The time.
And when we find something we like, so many of these, they're new, they're unique. They don't manufacture the quantity to get into, you know, your hardware stores or your big box stores, or they don't want to do that. They don't want to go to Amazon because of how much they take. So we put together the e-store as that solution. And all of our shipping price is for Arizona. So we kind of lost it big time on this one. But it's a plumber, and he only uses the Earth Talon shovels for digging because of how much faster his crews get the work done while they're digging up trenches. And
tell the story about the Earth Talon shovel.
It was designed in Prescott Valley by a guy trying to dig through our hard clays. And you picture a basic shovel, nose shovel, and it's split in half on the front, and it really creates a sharp edge to help dig. And when I saw that, I thought, I see it. It kind of makes sense. It's kind of turning your shovel into more of a pick, and you can slice the earth a little easier than the full width of a blade. And I thought, but there's no way that metal's going to last up. It's going to bend. It's going to dink. And I've had mine for 4 years now, and it's still the only thing that's happened. It's a fiberglass handle. As the fiberglass has faded a little bit.
Yeah.
So the color pigment.
So we're shipping from the Rosie on the Rosie on the House e-store. We're shipping 5,
6
invented and made in Arizona Earth Talent Shovels to Beach City, Ohio.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
To a plumbing contractor.
Didn't we ship one to Alaska recently, too? Or was it? Oh, no. It was Minnesota, I believe.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well, he found us because no other place online he could find him had him in stock. So we had him in stock, and he ordered through us, and they sent him out this week.
Very good. Well, we're here talking home improvement.
So there's one nice thing to say about Beach City. I'll have to find out where in Ohio that is.
Yeah, we will. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. We've been talking territorial Santa Fe Pueblo-style architecture and maintenance programs for that type of home. But we'll talk about anything that's on the top of your mind. And at 10:30, we've got Mr. Bob Brown from Arizona Foundation Solutions coming in, and we're going to be talking about expansive soils and clays and moisture, a lot of what we're going to have to deal with here in the monsoon season. But let's see if we can get Patricia. She's called from the west side of the valley and has been very patiently holding. Let's see if we can take care of Miss Patricia. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Rosie.
How can we help you? Thank you for your patience.
Yes, thank you. I have a home that was built in 1979, and it has what appears to be wood siding. So when I moved into it in 2014, I had it painted, and it looked beautiful. And then about a year later, the seams started opening up.
Yeah.
So I called the painter back that I had used. And he came out, one of his workers came out, and he went around and put nails into the siding to bring it, you know, close up the areas. And then he caulked them and told me I could paint those areas with the leftover paint. So I did that, but then now it's opening up in even more areas and in some of the areas that he recaulked. So I'm looking at, what, you know, is it okay to keep repatching it like that and repainting it, or is the siding not going to be a good thing to keep on there? Some of my neighbors I know are getting the, having people put the Tyvek over and stucco their homes. That's pretty costly, so I'm trying to avoid that, but, you know, I want to do what is best for the house.
Well, Miss Patricia, 1970s constructed home with wood siding. The wood siding is approaching the end of its economic life, and it's getting to the point where you're going to have to just nurse it along as long as you want to keep it, and it's going to involve exactly the maintenance protocol you're talking about, re-nailing the seams, keeping all moisture off of it, keeping the paint coat as integrity as perfect as possible with elastomeric caulk at the seams and all of that. 50-year-old wood siding, that's about all you can expect. The wrap with Tyvek and stucco is an option. You can also go with a vinyl or aluminum siding over the top of it. And a lot of times, if you just do a wainscot of protection, just the bottom 3 feet, does the roof hang over the outside walls and protect the upper walls, or are you in one? You're not in one of these territorial homes, are you?
No, it's just a one-story ranch.
Yeah. Well, many times, Patricia, to extend the life of that siding, I would imagine most of the problem you're having is towards the bottom of the wood siding. And if you can go in there and Tyvek and wrap the bottom 3 feet up to the windowsills and line that with stone, stucco, or whatever, you're going to extend the life of the upper half of that wood siding another 20 years. So there's a couple options, but with 50-year-old wood siding, you're experiencing exactly what we would expect you to be experiencing.
Okay.
Okay,
right,
ma'am?
Well, I thank you for the advice, and I will check these out.
All right, Miss Patricia, thank you. We appreciate the phone call.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. We got rain this week. Did you get any? Or you guys weren't here yet. You were still on.
Yeah. We got one little rainstorm after we landed in Columbus driving to Dayton. Other than that, it was just pretty warm. Pretty warm and sticky. So,
Great opportunity to look for signs if you had any standing water around the home, or
absolutely,
you're starting to see a little bit of water damage show up on your ceiling. Now is a great time to take action before it gets worse. Looking forward to hopefully a lot more rain. This is one of the later seasons that the monsoon has ever started, but still to date, if you count from this exact time last year to today, we're still way over our annual rainfall from our wet winter.
Oh, last year was horrible. Absolutely horrible. Yeah, thank goodness we had the winter we had.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. And then there was some Wall Street Journal published article that I thought was, it had a negative feel to the article, but I thought, well, this is actually probably a good thing. And it just talks about West Coast home pricings have stalled and in some cases sagged. I thought, well, that's a lot better than it falling off the face of the earth like it did in 2008 in a complete crash. A little bit of decline since 2012. That's a lot better of a shift than an absolute market meltdown. And it's natural for things to come and go. And then at that same time that came out, Phoenix was listed as one of the most affordable markets for high school grads to afford a home, according to Zillow. And it's assuming you're making the average income, which is about $46,000. So it's a little bit above your minimum wage job. But coming out of high school in Arizona, especially if you don't mind working with your hands, you can easily find a $50,000 job.
Yeah, pretty easy. And on the point of finding a job, Romy, we have one of our Rosie certified partners up in Prescott, Tom Riley. And he says, Rosie, I'm desperately trying to find a superintendent and an estimator. And I want to expand beyond the Prescott Valley talent pool. Could you just mention it on air? If you're a construction superintendent familiar with residential remodeling or an estimator, get a hold of Tom Riley at Renovations. He's hiring. And this is a great idea that I'm going to pop right here on air. You may hate it. I know you hate it when I do that. We should post a career opportunity page on our website. I don't know of any Rosie on the House partner that isn't hiring right now. And we have a lot of tradespeople, like the remodeler from Tucson that called just a few minutes ago. A lot of these tradespeople are looking to up their career, improve their career, go to work for a better company. Well, going to work for any Rosie on the House partner is going to work for the cream of the crop.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Do you often change the window product as you go around the house?
Oftentimes, customers wanting to turn a window into a door. If somebody wants to take an operable window, maybe that they don't ever open, we turn those into picture windows.
Would you change glazing options as you go around a house?
You know, I guess intuitively it kind of makes sense. I mean, I understand why people think that maybe I'll do, your best sun defense glass on the west and south exposure and maybe do something different and less expensive on the north and east side of the house. I mean, when it's 115 degrees outside, it's 115 degrees outside, whether the sun's on it or not. I mean, you're going to put sun defense glass, if you're here in the valley, throughout your whole home.
Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.